And joining us live once again from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is Joel Steindl. Joel, the COO of Energize Ministries. Good morning again to you, Joel.
Morning, Jeff.
So great to have you on the air. And we're so excited to be part of this WJTL Pastor Appreciation Contest. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish by teaming up with WJTL to appreciate our pastors.
Yeah, we're very glad to team up with you guys and thankful that you were open to do this and willing to do this for your pastors in your listening area. Our goal with all of this is to create an army of people in the Church of Christ who understand the significance of the job of the pastor in the church and who want to encourage that pastor. You know, we so often have a critical culture in our church where we have roast pastor for lunch every Sunday and we talk about what was wrong with the message, or it's too hot or too cold in the sanctuary, or the parking was this and that, and we just do little nitpicky things. Well, research says that for every one negative, there needs to be seven positives, and I know I don't do that very well. Very few people do. And most of the congregation, most of the time we hear, we do a great job taking care of our pastor. But the pastor sees it very differently, and the pastor is not always going to go out and announce to the congregation, hey, I feel like there's a lot of criticism here. That's just not what they do. And so sometimes it's very unintentional and unnoticed, that little critical culture that develops in the church. And we aim to do a lot, as much as possible, in Bible-teaching churches to change that attitude to a care culture.
What can church attenders do to change that culture themselves? What's our responsibility?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to recognize that it's there. Even talk to your pastor and ask about things like that. Now, they're not going to tell you most of the stuff and how bad it is. One comment that we get frequently is, seminary didn't prepare me for the isolation of the ministry. Now, that's from pastors that have lots of friends in their church. They just don't have friends that they can share these type of issues with, because it's going to get through the church, and the pastor does not want that to happen. So as individuals, we can always be watching for little ways to uplift our pastor. You know, leave a bag of M&Ms on their desk or their favorite candy. Send them a traditional, old-fashioned email. Just try to talk to people about the positive sides of things that are happening in the ministry. Write them a letter instead of just saying, hey, nice sermon today, pastor. Write them an email specifically saying how things in their sermon have impacted your life, and be intentional about being positive and encouraging with them.
We're talking with Joel Steindl of Energize Ministries. They're partnering with WJTL for the Pastor Appreciation Contest. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. We're inviting you to tell us in one sentence why you appreciate your pastor. Go to the Pastor Appreciation blog, WJTL.com, to enter. Deadline Thursday at midnight. We'll announce the winner on Friday. And Joel, tell us a little bit about what the pastor's going to win this two-night stay at Omni Bedford Springs Resort and what you hope this will do for the winner of our contest.
Yeah, the pastor's going to win the stay at Omni Bedford Springs Resort Hotel over in Bedford, along with a little bit of extra bonus spending money for that trip. And what we really want to accomplish for that individual pastor is what we want for every pastor. We just want them to have a time where they can get away and recharge their batteries, get refreshed, and then come back to the church ready to minister. Now, everybody who supports, if you put your money in a stock fund, you want to have a leader, a CEO of that company, who's raring to go on Monday morning and ready to move that company forward. Well, in some ways, the church is the same way. We want a pastor who has the calling to be that in their life and really desires to be a minister of the Word of God. We don't want somebody that gets up Monday morning going, oh no, here we go again, I'm just exhausted. We want that person to be refreshed and energized and ready to go on Monday morning and every day. And so this contest is a little bit about that. We also hope that the comments that people make, that the pastors that hear those when they enter, are going to be encouraged by that. And we want to encourage everybody to do that on a weekly, monthly, daily basis in their church. Encourage your pastor.
We invite you to WJTL.com, visit the Pastor Appreciation blog. Tell us in one sentence why you appreciate your pastor and enter them to win. You need to do that by Thursday midnight. In the meantime, also visit Joel and his team, EnergizeMinistries.com. Joel, thank you for being with us this morning. God bless you and your ministry.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for partnering with us. And we'll keep you guys in our prayers. And let's go, Kingdom of God.